Israel has been under mounting international pressure to ease its ongoing three-year siege since its deadly attack on a Gaza-bound aid ship on May the 31st. Israel has announced that it is easing the Gaza embargo to allow snack food and drinks into the enclave. But Gazans say they need cement and other essential building materials for reconstruction homes and infrastructure destroyed or damaged in the devastating war on Gaza, not soft drinks.
The issue of Gaza is not only a humanitarian issue. It's a right. Our right in free access to the external, to the world, is abused by Israel. And Israel must reopen all the crossings. It's obligation. It's not a gift from Israel.
Gazans also hope that their only seaport, which has not been allowed to operate since the Israeli occupation in 1967, is opened again, and they can freely trade with the rest of the world. Meanwhile, the Popular Committee Against the Siege said during a press conference that it has prepared an action plan to run the seaport under a European supervision.
It is our right to have a sea route to the outside world that links Gaza with other ports in the Mediterranean. An agreement will be signed between the Palestinian Authority and Greece to designate a Greek port to load goods destined for Gaza.
Israel imposed its blockade on Gaza after the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas was democratically elected in January 2006. Since then, Gaza is mired in acute poverty, lack of medicine and medical equipment, with more than 10% of Gazans are physically stunted from malnutrition.
As the news has reached Gaza that more flotillas and convoys will be attempting to break the land and sea blockade, people here are struggling for their rights to enjoy the same opportunities as the rest of the world. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.